Hey, this is CTTV. I'm Mark, sitting in with my partner Trevor. CTTV stands for Couch Talk Television, and we're here to talk about sports and make bold predictions, always sitting on the couch. All right, Trev, episode 2, second edition. Last time we talked about the World Series, we recapped. You know, we talked a little college basketball. We'll obviously always come back to that, yep. Since that's in season. Made some picks, talked about season tip-offs. Let's go to the NFL this time. I played football. We both played a little football, yeah. Together.
You were the college superstar.
Yeah, man, superstar. I don't know about that, but went to college and played, did my time. I'm out the game now, but we still love the game of football. We always will.
Everybody does.
Yeah, man. Quarterback controversies. Dak and Romo. Romo is no longer injured.
Yeah, I've seen they.
What do you do today?
Do you see their record? They're 7-1. I don't care what Tony Romo brings.
Right.
To the team.
Is a business, though.
But he's worth so much
I'm
more
agreeing
money.
With you.
All right.
This is a business. Good. They already, like, that contract's huge. But, in my opinion, and this is bold of me, Dak looks so good. I think he's the future of the Cowboys. Yep. I think you let Romo go and try to get something for him.
Yeah, and you can't mess with that team chemistry. They're right. Clicking right now. Him and Ezekiel Elliott, they're 1-2 in it all over the place, and they're just demolishing teams. I saw them play the Browns last week. That game was over at halftime. Granted, it's the Browns. Everybody blows them out, but
Chiefs wouldn't. They're sorry.
Come on now.
But I had to throw that one in there. But, man, Dak or Romo, I think, obviously, I mean, unless let me know if you disagree. Dak, I think he's the future.
I love Dak, man.
Yeah, I think he's the future of the Cowboys. Like, and to be honest, if they had Romo, I don't think the record would be what it is.
Probably.
Even though a lot of the stuff that does happen when Romo's there, a lot of it is usually not his fault. In my opinion, I've seen in the past a lot of receivers tipping the ball up and it's getting picked off. And then the next morning, ESPN first takes, like, come on, Romo.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. A lot of this shit isn't his fault.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Chiefs, since you had to take a dig at them, we'll talk about the Alex Smith, Nick Foles controversy.
I don't think it's a controversy.
I think they just wanted to blow it up.
Right.
Alex Smith got hurt. There's a lot of people that don't like Alex Smith,
and he didn't get hurt. He went through the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got knocked out twice in the same game.
Yeah.
He should have never.
First one was
his
fault.
Yeah. So
both his fault. To be honest, you're the quarterback. Get down, especially if you're Alex Smith. I mean, you can run a little bit, but this is the NFL. This isn't Utah.
Yeah.
Get out.
And my opinion on the whole Alex Smith, Nick Foles thing is Alex Smith is been in the league for almost, what, 10, 11 years now?
Something like that.
The Chiefs win 2/3 of their games when he plays, and Nick Foles, he showed why he was a backup. He was inaccurate. He looked like he was scared in the pocket when the pocket started collapsing.
Oh, my God. I thought he had better feet than that.
I know.
That.
Alex Smith can at least move and get out of the pocket and
I think
run.
Peyton Manning may have better feet than the pocket. Like,
I'm telling you.
Escape ability.
And the deep ball. I like the deep ball, okay? But that one, when he threw it, I think it was to Tyreek Hill. But
I like how he takes
10,
chances,
15
though.
Yards over his head. And almost, should have been picked.
The ones he completed against the Colts were short, and Tyreek Hill had to come back and get that one.
Yeah.
And then he almost got picked against the Jaguars.
He's a good backup. Don't get me wrong there. But if people want him to if people want him to be the starter, I think that's just crazy.
No, don't do that. I wouldn't pay him, like I said, as a starter. He can be backup. I wouldn't pay him as a starter, which is why he bounced around three different teams.
Yeah, this is his, what, third team in 3 years?
Yeah, what was it? The Eagles, LA
Rams,
and now the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He'll be gone with the Chiefs. Well, maybe not. You know, Andy Reid's a Philly guy.
Yeah, he brought a lot of Philly guys with him. He'll be here. I just don't think he'll be a starter. I think once Alex Smith gets healthy, I think they said – he's actually clear to play Sunday, so I think he'll play and be go down to Carolina and have a good performance.
More controversy, though, man. Like, did you watch that game, the Seahawks and the Bills?
The Bills, yeah. That was Bills got screwed, man.
Really?
Yeah. The penalties and the whole Richard Sherman play,
that was not a dirty play.
That was ridiculous, man. He knew he was offsides.
Yeah, but if he kicks it and makes it, they can decline the penalty.
Okay, I get that, but he didn't have to take out the kicker.
He touched the ball. There's a picture online of him touching the ball. He touched the ball, and then he tries to kind of defend himself from getting kicked.
You're right, but he also blatantly ran into the kicker and hurt the kicker. The kicker
he didn't mean to hurt him. He's trying to save himself from getting kicked in the ribs.
I think if you're that far offsides, if that would have been, let's say, a defensive end running that far offsides and he blows up the quarterback.
That's different.
No.
Because the object of when the kick is going on, you know what I mean? The object every time, not every time, but in that situation, usually you're running in there trying to block it. You don't blitz every play.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, if somebody gets offsides and takes out the quarterback, you know that's going to be a flag. And
I think it all depends on, do you like Richard Sherman's mouth? Do you not?
His history. I love Richard Sherman.
Yeah, but not you. I'm talking about in general. Like, you know his history.
Yeah.
He talks a good game, and he backs it up usually. Yeah. A lot of people don't like him because of his mouth. Yeah, a lot of people don't like him because of his mouth. So I think it has a lot to do with that. But
yeah,
to each its own, man. I don't think it was a dirty play. You think it's a dirty play. We'll agree to disagree.
All right, fair enough. What about some Super Bowl picks? I know we're about halfway. Actually, we just passed the halfway mark through the season. So playoff picture's kind of shaping up. What do you got for Super Bowl?
Let's go before Super Bowl picks. Let's do title games like the NFC, AFC. Right. Who's the best team in the NFC, best team in the AFC? You know, maybe break it down even just a couple singles.
All right, singles. So let's start with the AFC title game. Who you got?
AFC title game. I have the Patriots.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
And, oh my gosh, I'm still going to go. You know what? I'll be bold. Ravens, or can I put an or in there?
Or, okay.
Or how about this one? The Chiefs.
Oh, that was my pick, man. Chiefs and the Patriots. I think the Chiefs win the West. They get the 2 seed. You get Andy Reid at home after the bye week, which we all know he's like 15-2 after a bye. So they get the home playoff game. They win the home playoff game.
See, that's the thing. You think you have the Chiefs winning the West. I still have the Broncos coming out of the West, but in the way the seeding's going to be matched up, the Chiefs are going to be in a bad spot like usual. But I think for some reason, it'll just work out for them. And they'll be able to face the Patriots.
Yeah. I think Chiefs get that home playoff game. They win. Then they go to New England. They play New England in New England. And it ends the same way it did last year. Tom Brady at home in the playoffs. Way too difficult.
And, anywhere, let alone New England.
So I think if Patriots go back to the Super Bowl. And as far as the NFC, give me the Cowboys and the Seahawks. Cowboys, we already talked about Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. That O-line's something else. The defense is pretty good. I think they get the 1 seed in the NFC, and they get the home playoff game against the Seahawks in Dallas, which will be, I think, the game of the year to go to the Super Bowl, and I think the Cowboys sneak it out and
play check the this Patriots out. Check this Super out. Bowl. I do think the Cowboys win the NFC title, but I have a little bolder prediction. I have the Vikings playing the NFC
Sam
title
Bradford.
Against I know against the Cowboys. But let's think now. Who put the Seahawks out last year?
Well,
the boys, the Vikings. Not the boys, but the Vikings did.
Yeah, and it's just Sam Bradford. They're looking
I don't like
bad right now. They look bad right now. They started good, but the last thing it's 3 games.
Yeah,
they just look so bad.
They're on a losing streak, but I mean,
I can't.
Who looks bad? Who else doesn't look bad other than the Patriots?
Far as AFC,
not terrible, but like it's the Patriots versus everybody else.
Right in the AFC,
it's a throw up, man.
Well, I think the Chiefs right now are the second best team. Everybody says the Raiders.
The Raiders are not.
They
I don't know who it is,
lucky.
But I don't think it's the Chiefs.
You don't like the Chiefs.
Okay. I do like the Chiefs, but I just don't like them like that.
Okay,
I'm not gonna let them play with my heart. As the AFC
representatives, second best team.
Second best team in the AFC?
Yeah. Behind the Patriots, because everybody says Patriots are number one. It's pretty obvious. Who you
can I put an or in there?
Okay.
Ravens or I'll put Chiefs at number 3.
Okay. Chiefs
I'll put them at number 3. A healthy Chiefs team.
Okay. Well, Justin Chiefs Houston's team. Back.
Yeah.
Ware's back. Macklin's still hurt, but
yeah.
All right. You can't go wrong with Joe Flacco. He's a good quarterback. They always have a good defense. They just beat that.
My pick was the Steelers, but man, they're banged up. Roethlisberger
not looking good. So
If they were healthy, I'd have the Steelers. You saw what they did to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That night game. Granted, it was in Pennsylvania.
Man, it was a fluke.
Because I mean, the Chiefs played the Patriots
a few years ago.
That's a few years ago. Don't do that. But the Chiefs are always tough at home in primetime games.
Yeah. As far as the NFC, you said the Cowboys are your favorite. Who's your number two team?
We talked about that. I think it's the Vikings, right?
You think it's the Vikings still? I got the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, that still the Legion of Boom. It's not really the same Legion of Boom, but it's still there, and it's hard for anybody except the Seahawks to win in Seattle. So,
in my opinion, here's a couple races that are tight right now, and even if they're not, they could end up being tight. Okay. I want to talk about the AFC West, AFC North.
That's a good one.
NFC North. And let's go with the NFC South.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. AFC West, I already said I got the Chiefs. They've got the most, I think, the best all-around team in the division.
Shit.
They got a good offense. They got a good defense. Special teams are always good. Just best all-around, I got the Chiefs. Raiders have the best offense in the division. Broncos have the best defense.
But
the Raiders' defense sucks, and the Broncos' offense sucks. So give me the Chiefs.
All right. Give me the Broncos as the AFC West best team, even though I like the Chiefs being the representative eventually in the AFC championship game to go to the Super Bowl. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'll go with the Chiefs. It's crazy. I'll go with the Chiefs on that, but I won't give Michigan State a chance in the Final Four.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, but what about the AFC North?
Who's
the best team in your opinion?
I like the Ravens. The Bengals, they're not what they have been in years past. The Steelers, after they beat the hell out of the Chiefs, they look good, but the Ravens come back and beat the crap out of the Steelers last week, so it's going to be kind of that's going to be a good race, but I'll take the Ravens.
Healthy Steelers team, yes, that's my pick, but an unhealthy Steelers team, I agree with you, the Ravens. So, I mean, there's really not much to talk about there until the Steelers are healthy again.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the NFC North. Best team, in your opinion?
You said the Vikings, I got the Lions. The Lions are secretly playing some of the best football right now. They're on a roll. Matthew Stafford's looking like a legit MVP.
Oh, my God.
MVP.
I can't stand Matthew Stafford.
Legit MVP candidate. That guy is carrying the Lions. I think the Lions lock up the NFC North. The Packers are a mess. The Bears are terrible. The Vikings are a mess. Give me
Packers
the Lions.
Need to come on, though. What is going on, man?
All they got is Aaron Rodgers. They don't got anything else.
Oh, Lord. I'm going with the Vikings, man. And that's, in my opinion, that's the default pick with that. Definitely not going with the Lions. Obviously, the Bears are like the freaking, in my opinion,
the Bears are the
like the Sixers of the AFC North. Or the NFC North.
Yeah,
they're like the Sixers of the NFC North.
Bears
are terrible. But my default pick there is the Vikings because the freaking Packers won't show up.
Yeah.
Let's go down south, NFC South. Who's the best team?
Well, at the beginning of the year, it was Carolina, but they started just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, everybody's 0-0 at the beginning of the year.
The Saints' offense, one of the best in football. They just don't have a defense. And the Buccaneers, they're so too inconsistent. So I'll take the Falcons. Matt Ryan, another MVP candidate. Julio Jones, one of the best wide receivers in football. The defense is actually solid this year. They're winning games. I know they started hot last year and fell off, but I think they keep it all the way through this year and win the North, the South.
Yeah, I'll ride with that, the Falcons, and I'm kind of getting that Michigan State vibe from the Falcons.
Yeah, like,
they have that team. They're always hyped up, and then
kind of fall off. Yeah,
not quite on Michigan State's level. I think Michigan State has more respect than the Falcons, and as far on their respective levels.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I get that kind of vibe.
All right.
Not saying it's the same exact same situation, but that's kind of the vibe I get with that. But we'll make this a short one. We'll wrap this one up. It's always fun talking about these predictions with my man Trevor. Couch Talk Television. Tune in for episode 3 coming soon. Next episode, we'll get into some college football playoffs, little NBA. I know we kind of mix match that, talking about professional and amateur sports, but we can do what we want. Nobody's paying for this. This is our thing. We'll do what we want. But thanks for tuning in, guys. Check out episode 3 next time.